This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, sitting alongside the executive director and the CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and it's the first time we've gotten together in 2018. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Yeah, we're still celebrating the opening of the State Theater, which is getting better by the day.
It's going to be a year-long celebration.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Year-long of tweaking all the improvements, too. So.
Well, January is the time that each year you and I get to talk about almost nothing but awards.
Yes, that's when it hits hard. It ramps up in December, but it really hits hard in January. And the New York Film Critics gave out their Circle Awards yesterday, and the big winner was Lady Bird, which
is no surprise to anyone who's seen it.
Yeah, and I just mentioned off the air that we've been playing Lady Bird and a lot of other art films. We also opened Star Wars, which did really, really well. But starting last week, playing at the State Theater, Star Wars and Lady Bird, Lady Bird started outgrossing Star Wars. Now, that's not
probably
usual.
One of the few places in the country where that happened.
And people are really liking Star Wars, and they're turning out in right. big numbers. Not to defeat Star Wars at all. We're very proud to play it. It's a good film. But Lady Bird by Greta Gerwig with Saoirse Ronan is just doing great, and it's a wonderful film. It's really resonating with folks. And that won Best Film with the New York Film Critics Circle Awards. The Best Director was Sean Baker of The Florida Project, another one of my favorite films mm-hmm. this year. Get Out, which was Jordan Peele's thriller, was Best First Film. I got to agree with that one, too. And Timothy Chalamet from Call Me By Your Name, which we're actually opening in the middle of this month. I'm very excited about
that. Actor.
And he's won a lot of that Best Actor Award. Saoirse Ronan won the Best Actress for Lady Bird. Willem Dafoe, Best Supporting Actor for the Florida Project, and he was great in that. Tiffany Haddish for Girl Trip is the Best Supporting Actress. And the Best Screenplay, Phantom Thread by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Somehow that one has slipped by me.
Well, it's just coming out.
Okay.
And it's got it's gotten great, great reviews. Mudbound, which is a film that actually Netflix bought and didn't show in theaters very much, got Best Cinematography. Documentary was Faces in Places, which is Agnes Varda's film. An old but wonderful filmmaker, Agnes Varda, is an icon. And then Coco was the Best Animated Film.
No surprise there.
Yeah, what a great Pixar animated film. The National Board of Review. Now, the New York Film Critics Circle Awards, they don't exactly line up with the Academy Awards, but they give a pretty good indication of the direction the Academy Awards might turn out. The New York Board or the National Board of Review, which is also a New York critics group, they don't tend to line up quite the same way, but they do pick great films. So The Post, which actually opens a week from today, and we're playing it downtown.
Which is about the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's about the Washington Post. Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, they won the Best Actor, Best Actress. It's directed by Steven Spielberg.
She's going to get nominated for something.
Yeah, she's great. Well, she plays Catherine Graham. And anyway, it's got a great buzz to it. And then their best documentary was Jane, which is about Jane Goodall, which we're currently playing in the Michigan Theater.
Right.
And it is a terrific documentary with a score by Philip Glass. But it tells a great story about Jane Goodall's life as essentially a woman who was the secretary to a famous paleontologist. And she got out into the jungle and started studying chimpanzees and ended up getting a doctoral degree without any undergraduate degree, amazingly, and has had worldwide impact on the environment in general, but particularly in terms of chimpanzee behavior. And then some of their other best films include Dunkirk, which is getting a lot of buzz, Disaster Artist, The Florida Project, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread are some of their best 10 movies, independent movies, Beatrix at Dinner, The Ghost Story, Lady Macbeth, Loving Vincent, Menasha, Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer, Patty Cakes, and Wind River, all
many of which are played, right.
All shown by the Michigan Theater, so good for that. Well, we're celebrating the Michigan Theater this week.
90 years old.
Friday is the 90th anniversary of the Michigan Theater. It opened on January the 5th, 1928, and we're going to show a 1928 film directed by King Vidor, who did The Big Parade and was a big-time director in early
cinema.
You really
expect that I know that?
Well, Some people know it. No, most people aren't. But it's going to be a silent film presented with live musical accompaniment by Andrew Rogers, our head organist. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on Friday. Go check it out. It will be a lot of fun.
And it's $19.28 prices.
That's right. It's going to be 50 cents. So if you come by and have 50 cents, we'll let you in and see Show People. Now, Show People, again, was directed by King Vidor, starred Marion Davies. She plays a Southern belle who decides her general, Confederate general father shows up to just kind of sweep into the studios and just, you know, set his daughter up. But they don't realize that it's a little more competitive than that. But it's also a showcase for a lot of the movie stars of the era. So Charlie Chaplin, Douglas Fairbanks, John Gilbert, William S. Hart, and lots
certainly
of other
folks.
Certainly
know those names, yeah.
Yep, do have,
the movie,
cameos,
but know the names, yeah.
Have cameos in that movie. So Show People is a lot of fun. It's a 90-minute film, so it's not very long. And it's going to be a great way to celebrate the Michigan Theater's 90th anniversary.
Tomorrow night at 7. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and a couple of new movies at the Multiplex.
Yeah, Insidious The Last Key, which is a franchise. This is the third chapter in the franchise, and it stars Lynn Shane, who's a 74-year-old woman who's been in a lot of horror films. Her brother is a big-time movie executive, but her career was completely separate. But she's a Detroit native and a U of M grad, and she tries to find out what the evil forces that's working in this Insidious series. So Insidious, The Last Key.
My kids seem to like this series. I've not experienced it myself.
Absolutely. And then Molly's Game is about an Olympic class skier who ran a really exclusive high-stakes poker game. And it's directed and written by Aaron Sorkin. I believe this is the first movie that he's directed.
Usually great dialogue.
Yep, and very fast. And it's powered by intriguing performances by Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba. And it's a really solid debut for Aaron Sorkin as a director. Hostiles is a Western that Christian Bale stars in. He plays an army captain that's taking a Native American family across the country, and everyone that gets connected to this encounters a lot of hostilities in the wild, wild west.
Typically expect a good performance from him.
Yeah, Christian Bale's a very good actor.
Well, what's opening at the state?
Well, I'm very excited to say that Margot Robbie stars as Tanya Harding in I, Tanya. Now, Tanya Harding was the Olympic skater.
Of course, there's a big Michigan connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, her ex-husband, Tanya Harding's ex-husband, tried to very severely damage the knee of
at Joe Louis Arena,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at Carrie Jernigan, or during the Olympics, actually.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan, yes. What did I say?
Carrie Jernigan.
Yeah, Nancy Kerrigan. Anyway, it's gotten great reviews. Margot Robbie as Tanya Harding is amazing to think about. The Post opens a week from today. We talked about that. Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Now, Hedy Lamarr was a big 1930s movie star. She also invented the technology that has become prevalent in Bluetooth, GPS, and Wi-Fi. She was an inventor. She was just a genius inventor, not schooled at
that
it.
That I had no idea about.
And she was inventing things during World War II. Amazing. Lady Bird, Star Wars, Disaster Artist, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and are all continuing. The Shape of Water is continuing, and The Darkest Hour.
Lots of movie choices.
And Jane. Go see Jane. It's great.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we welcome you to 2018, and thank you for listening to the first edition of the new year of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood on State Street.